This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's all over for Bernie Sanders, except for the crying. Yeah, pretty much. That's the way it's looking, because Hillary Clinton, as we know, is now the first female to have the party's presumptive nomination for the Democrats. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Donald Trump tries to shake off charges of racism for comments he made about the ethnicity of a judge who was in charge of, or was the federal judge assigned to, a better way to say that, his case on Trump University. So Hillary Clinton did it the second time around. She celebrates the victory. She says we've reached a milestone. There were lots of people that were in Iowa to hear what she had to say back in February. There are lots of people that have been following her around to see what happens with Hillary Clinton. And yet the FBI investigation into her email is not helping her. I mean, she's never been completely comfortable. That's why she's spoofed. And there's so many parodies about Clinton, certainly with Saturday Night Live and others. But she says she knows that, and she has faith in her plan and determination not to repeat her mistakes. So while Clinton deals with that, Trump deals with the remark on the judge's Mexican heritage and says, listen, they were misconstrued. It was misconstrued. I think with that, he just moves forward with it, frankly. So we have North Dakota, New Jersey, New Mexico, and we also have South Dakota. So Clinton gets Jersey, New Mexico, South Dakota, and most likely California, and Bernie Sanders gets North Dakota, and that's it. Super delegates are pouring out of the woodwork for Hillary Clinton. I say this is it for Bernie Sanders. It would have to be some incredible shakeup that would, again, it would be that email deal that would knock her off the platform. But it definitely is not looking that way, despite so many who want to see her fly off the platform with her high heels. Honestly, it's kind of a coin flip. I've said this before. I have very good sources on it, and some, it's pretty split. I'll say there are four people that I've talked to, and not the ones that we've had here on the air, others, and it's split right down the middle as to what's going to happen there and what Loretta Lynch, who is the attorney general, will decide to do. Let's take a leadoff man. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan.
I had to take my headphones off, love.
No worries.
Okay. I've got a funny for you first.
Oh, there's good.
There was these two bears that were twin brothers walking through the forest at Yellowstone when they came across an SUV that had been fogged over by the mist from a local geyser. And somebody from the RV had drawn a picture of a mommy and a daddy and three children and a little dog all in stick form. And the bears' names were Sam and George. And Sam says, looky there, George, a menu.
That's good. Touche. I like it.
Did you read Doug Shum's paper last week?
I did. It's funny that you say that. And, you know, having said that, I was waiting for your reaction. I thought immediately of you, of course, with everything that we've been talking about. And, you know, you look at what now just happened in going through California, and you look what's going on with Trump and the distractions there. And I say, and by the way, if you've watched Shone at all, he's a great analyst on Fox News too, by the way, besides the column that I always read on Newsmax. But I'll tell you what, I think Trump, I really do think that's just, it's just another you know, it's just something else. It's just another obstacle that he rides over, and he gets pounded for a couple of days, and then he moves on.
I agree. You're right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Biden is chomping at the bit to get going, and Obama is not a friend of the Clintons in any way, shape, or form. That little remark Bill made to Ted Kennedy when Kennedy was still alive about, hey, a few years ago, this boy would be checking our coffee for us. Well, that went over like a lead balloon with Obama. He has not forgot that. Not to mention all the other faux pas that the Clintons have screwed up on, such as Benghazi and the whole nine yards. And all stuff is starting to come to fruition. It's getting out there. You're going to see that there's going to be a little sandbagging coming up in a few weeks right after the convention. Goodbye, Hillary. Hello, Joe. Joe will take Baraki as his running mate, and you and I will get rich, babe. Of course, you got to do all the work, but I'll be there. I'll be your number one fan. You can believe me. I will root for you all the way. You're so special to me, and I'm glad that you're on that diet. I told your screener a while ago that who does a fabulous job, by the way. I couldn't help it, but I had to polish off this giant pork rib tonight with Dan sauce, and I thought of you all the way, and I thought, well, after the walk, she can have whatever she wants, and I'll buy.
Oh, good, because you're going to buy a giant steak, Dan, let me tell you. All right, we move from Dan to Grim. Hi, Grim.
I was wondering when we were going to hear from him. I guess he was setting up Comcast and pay-per-view there, you know, all that time.
Yeah, he had to get everything in order.
Yeah, I hope the good Lord lets me take four things with me when I go. 5 gallons of gas, a book of matches, a fistful of nails, and a hammer. Because I tell you, when I get to the second door of life, I'm going to pour a little gas down, strike a match, set the gas can down on it, throw the match down, close the door, and nail it shut. I tell you, I don't want anybody up there. I think they're even subliminally using this new TV program where bugs are getting into the brains of the D.C. people, you know. I mean, just as an excuse to explain their stupidity up there. You know, they're all brain dead.
Oh, no kidding.
But, Kate, I did warn you now. You know, remember when I talked historically about the Dons?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Hillary went out there, and I said, come June the 6th, and she preempted. Now, how many countries do you know where the dictator comes out and makes the public announcement he won, and the only reason they get funding from us is because they hold elections? Assad, Hussein, keep on going, Chile, El Salvador, you know, and all they do is, yeah, we'll hold elections. You know, we're democracy, but they're dictators. And what did Hillary do on the 6th the day before? And during the mainstream programming, got interrupted to know that New Mexico was won by her, got interrupted to know New Jersey was won by her, but not a thing about California, and you'd figure California would have been the first one to ring in.
Boy, you sure would have. They always feel like they get so ripped off by all the earlier announcements.
Today is the first day of the Democratic Revolution. It's coming.
The revolution, Grim. We're going to let you fly on that one. He thinks it's a revolution. What do you think? Thanks, Grim. 855-266-5283. The latest Reuters poll says Hillary Clinton's got it, not Donald Trump. Check the mailbag next. Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Yep, we got mail, definitely. And here's what the mail looks like. How about this? We have this one from Jerry. Hi, Kate. Hillary Clinton, the first female nominee. I got to say, bravo. So much for all those guys who call up and trash Hillary Clinton. Don't they know you're a woman? Don't they know in your lifetime it would be exciting for any woman to actually have in America a woman that they can vote for? How crazy that in the United States there has never been a female candidate. We've had everything else, but yet the woman, she comes last once again. She bears us babies, makes our food, and does everything she can to prop up her man. But in the end, we tread on our women. So good for Hillary Clinton. I hope she wins. I hope she crushes that gorilla, Donald Trump. All right, so much for people telling me I only have one variety of types of people who are emailing or calling this show. I always say, I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between, that you can always sound off or call us on America Tonight, 855-266-5283. A different opinion here from Max. I always like to have it balanced. So Max in Illinois, Hillary Clinton, you got to be kidding me. I'm all for a good woman. Lots of women that are qualified that could possibly run. I think a woman probably could run this country better than a man, but not Hillary Clinton. There's so much baggage with the Clintons, and they seem to me that they're tricky. It's like the three-card Monty in the city that they claim to love, but they're not from, New York. They're always trying to pull a fast one on you. It doesn't feel clean to me, but bravo to any other woman that I could stomach who I think is qualified. I am for a female being elected, and there probably have been some that could have been in that position, but let's not make it Hillary Clinton, for goodness sake. Okay, so let's take two more on that, and we're balancing that out too, which I love. This one from Wendy: you go, Hillary Clinton. So much for all these people who are bashing her, saying that she is not qualified. Baloney. I've seen her melt Republicans' hearts. So that might be what you think you hear by the slanted, the op-ed pieces that you're reading or the slanted media coverage. But she would make a hell of a president. And I think any woman or any man should be proud to vote for her. Whoo! Here's one from, this one is from Jonathan. Oh, Kate, Hillary Clinton, where do I begin? It's not even in my wheelhouse to go after her age, her clothes, her stiffness, and some of the other physical characteristics that I could frankly nail. But does she really seem that presidential to you? And do we need another Clinton in the White House? For goodness sake, we didn't really want another Bush, and we didn't get one. Do we want another Clinton? It just doesn't seem right to me. And by the way, if she is elected president, what do we call the former president? The first man. What are the first man's duties? He is going to go out among the people and have an agenda, whatever that agenda is, education or whatever it might be. I don't know. Yeah, boy, it's just crazy. I mean, see, 2008, and I guess in my mind, 2008, which ended up being Obama's year, I thought was the Clinton deal. I mean, I thought this when she was, if she was going to catch it, she was going to catch it in 2008. And then it just feels like to me that we're talking about, you know, we're just talking about the same old political dynasties. I mean, put aside personal things or attacking her or any of that. Do we want these dynasties? I thought that was the idea of democracy. But we always say that. What's the fresh blood? What's the flavor of the moment? And I say you have to say to yourself, think of it differently. What do you want in a president? What is it you would think you want or believe that would be necessary in leadership? And then are we really getting that? Yeah. All right, how about this one from Bobby B, who weighs in on the issue of Trump University. Kate, what a flim-flam man Donald Trump is. I can tell you that I will not be voting for Hillary Clinton. I will reluctantly, I suppose, be voting for Donald Trump, but I think he is kind of sleazy. Come on. I mean, he says one thing and then does another. And he's suing everyone and their brother. He just tramples on them. And that is kind of a gaggy thing to me, too. But I cannot vote for Hillary Clinton. I don't know that I couldn't vote for a Democrat. I never have. But if it was the right one, I would say in modern times, I'll vote for him. I'll vote for him. And this Trump University stuff, I mean, give me a break. What is Trump University? Why did he even have to have Trump University? Who convinced him that he needed to make more money and put it in his funnel that way? That people pay all this money and think they're going to get out of Trump University and become a billionaire like Donald Trump? There's people that are gullible everywhere. Although I say this about the speaking business as somebody who speaks. If you go and you hear someone, although I don't know much about Trump University and some of the things I've read are not great, but if you go and hear somebody and you pull it in and you implement what they say, who knows? Maybe it does work for you. What happens with most people is they don't implement. Now, how much was he charging and all of that? You know, that's a whole different story. Okay, here's one from Joseph. Kate, I don't know if you're a binge watcher or not, and I think I've heard you talk about Game of Thrones. Have you been watching Game of Thrones? And I'm wondering if you are caught all the way up or you're still back in the early years. No, I'm caught all the way up. Yeah, I didn't want to watch Game of Thrones. I wasn't going to be into it. I thought I'm not, you know, between sports, news, breaking things, a movie here and there, a great, clever series. I didn't want to have an avalanche of TV watching. But Game of Thrones, everyone I knew was watching. Everybody kept talking about it. You have to watch it. And then it just was so annoying that finally I did. I had to watch it. And now I really have to watch it because I do like it. But I just watch it as it comes on. So in other words, you DVR it when I can watch it. And, I think it's good. I think it's crazy, cockamamie, wild, and twist history and sort of fantasy, I suppose, with Game of Thrones. All right, this one from Ashcroft. Kate, I was wondering, of all the places that you lived, I've heard you talk about different places, what was your favorite place? You know, somebody asked me that the other day. I feel so fortunate. With all the things that you deal with in a rough business, which is broadcasting, I feel fortunate for the people I've met and all the places I've gotten to live in. I've lived all over the country, so wherever you're listening to me, I'm sure I've been in that state. If I didn't live there, I crisscrossed into it a bunch, and I did it at a pretty quick pace. I can't say I could pick a favorite state. I mean, you always like where you grow up. I like my adopted state. Texas has been very good to me, and there's people from all over in Texas now. It's interesting, people from all over the country. And that makes it fun, but I can't pick one. It's too hard because there are different eras. I did different things. You know, I've always had in my background a huge news deal and sports and business, and pulling them all together on a show like America Tonight is really fun because all the crossroads intersect. I say that in my promos if you ever hear them on your station, that it's the crossroads for me. I'm right there because I'm an information junkie, and that would be it. But places, I like them all, whether my time in California, my time in New Mexico, my time certainly that I'm having in Texas. I lived in the Carolinas briefly. I lived in the Midwest. I've lived in every quadrant of the United States. And maybe that's it. It was cool to get to see and, like I said, different people and different areas. I feel very fortunate that I had the opportunity, let me tell you, to do that. Definitely. Hey, speaking of staying on the wagon when it comes to getting in shape food-wise, we're going to talk coming up here with John Zier, also Jill Cohen, about the woes of the estate of Prince. Whether we're talking about the will or we're talking about the opiates and who gets sued? Is there criminal prosecution? We don't even know the doctors who gave them to Prince. That's coming up next on America Tonight.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Ding. dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
People who don't have wills, especially when they have a lot of assets and then they have a lot of family members too that suddenly come crawling out of the woodwork. But either way, it can become such a big nightmare. So the question becomes, will Prince's family sue for wrongful death? That's another aspect of it. And we've got Jill Cohen. She's in our virtual green room. She's an attorney. Let me give you a little bit about her background. She's founding partner of Cohen & Cohen. And check this out. Boy, if I had lunch with Jill, she probably could regale me with off-the-record stories. She's a former criminal prosecutor, assistant district attorney in my old stomping grounds, Queens, New York, former correspondent, you might remember her, on America's Most Wanted, a trial lawyer, and as I mentioned, Cohen & Cohen, a founding partner, and one of D.C.'s top litigation firms. So you've been very busy, Jill, I have a feeling.
Yes, always busy, but no, always have time for you, Kate.
There, thank you. So, Prince's family, are they going to file a civil suit? What's going to happen there?
You know, we don't know. This has been batted around the last couple of days ever since we found out that he died of this accidental opioid overdose. It's been batted around that the family might consider filing a civil case. But right now, we do not know, because we do not know if there is, in fact, a case. We don't know where Prince was getting his drugs. We don't know how they were being funneled to him. If the family did decide to sue, they would sue based on a wrongful death claim, which would be based on a medical malpractice claim.
Yeah, so, and medical malpractice, how tough is that to prove?
despite all the headlines that everyone in the world seems to think is quite easy, they're actually very difficult to prevail on. And so this is not an open and shut case. Should we figure out who provided the drugs? Should the family file a suit? It is not an easy one. On the other hand, what's nice about it for the family is that in Minnesota, there is no cap on what a family can get from a verdict, from a jury. So unlike other states, most states, 33 of our states actually, have a cap on what that recovery could be. Minnesota is one of the 17 states that really can look at the full case and award whatever they see fit. And we all know Prince was worth a lot of money. So if the family did prevail, the damages and the verdict would likely be very high.
Yeah, I bet. And here's the thing, though, the proof part of it, you know, you're an attorney. That's the tough stuff. So they have to prove what, basically, to win this thing?
Well, that's what makes it hard. The proof has to be that the doctor committed some sort of negligence in the treatment of Prince. And that's what led to his death.
So negligence, you'd have to go through. Wasn't there like maybe a couple doctors, or was it just one? See, that's the other part of it. Other people who were treating him before.
Yeah. So what's different about this from Michael Jackson? I know everyone's talking about Michael Jackson and Prince and how they relate. What's different right now is, and we want to be really clear about this, we have no idea at this point how Prince was getting his drugs, who was in charge of his treatment. So there are allegations that his plane stopped somewhere and he got some treatment. There are allegations that doctors in other states were treating him. There were allegations that doctors in Minnesota were treating him. We really do not know how Prince was getting his medication, who was responsible for watching how he was taking it, who was really responsible for his care. So it is really different in that sense. And so the standard of proof and how we would get there, it's very difficult in this case. Nothing is set in stone right now. Everything is kind of just shaking out. And I think over the next couple of weeks, we're going to really see where this case goes. In Michael Jackson, we know that there was this Dr. Conrad Murray. He was really responsible for the care. Ultimately, he was criminally prosecuted, as we all know, and served jail time for involuntary manslaughter.
Yeah, absolutely. That was just a giant story, and that took a long time. See, that's the other part of this, and you also know this, being an attorney, this could take a while to go through the system, couldn't it?
Oh, yeah. And especially because we don't know anything now. And that is where we have to kind of figure out. We all know and that Prince kind of lived clean. He was allegedly vegan. He was a Jehovah's Witness, anti-drug, anti-medication. But we know that, so sad, he had an addiction.
Yeah, absolutely. He definitely had an addiction. So they do the proof thing, go through this. We know it takes a long time. What kind of damages would you be looking at? Would you be looking at just, you know, this is always fascinating to me because you also know this as an attorney. This is what most people don't realize. You just think, well, damages, and you try to come up with a number. But you got to itemize it, basically. And there's all kinds of possibilities here, like even grief and loss income, right?
Yes. And, you know, we have the easy ones, the ones that are easy to quantify, like funeral or burial expenses and things like that. Lost income with the right expert, you would probably very easily be able to prove what that is worth. But Prince was worth $300 million plus. So that is not going to be easy math at all. But the less hard facts, like the grief, the pain and suffering, the loss to the family of the emotional support of someone like Prince, who we all know was the light of so many people's lives and his family, that's where it's a little amorphous. That's where it's hard to point a finger at what that number would exactly be. So the damages, as I said, especially in Minnesota, because there is no cap, could be exponential.
Yeah. The other part of this is, Jill, is there any kind of a criminal case that could be had here?
So, yes. And we spoke a little bit a few seconds ago about Michael Jackson, and that was a little bit
criminal,
more clear.
Yeah.
Right now, we know that authorities are investigating this situation because we do not know. Oddly enough, we have no idea where Prince was getting his drugs. Were they illegally procured? Were they prescribed? And so currently that is under investigation. It is very hush-hush. It is very private. And I think that's what's going to be most interesting in these coming weeks is to find out where the criminal side of this goes.
Yeah, no kidding. And as you said, coming weeks, this could be, we could be talking about this for 3 years or so, couldn't we?
Yeah. You know what? I think, you know, listen, we're still talking about Michael Jackson. And what was that back in 2009?
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's really just a sad situation. And unfortunately, somewhat of an epidemic in the U.S. right now, this opioid addiction.
Yeah, no kidding. Absolutely. And I mentioned at the top even the will thing. Then that becomes interesting, too, with how this case all forms, because they're still grappling with that.
Yes. You know, it's, I think, amazing to most people that a man of such worth would die without a will or would live without a will. And then ultimately, that is going to be a very messy situation for the family. We know that he doesn't have a spouse or kids. Will people come out of the woodwork? There's a lot of money, so generally you might see that. But he does have a sister he was quite close with and a few half-siblings. And, you know, we're talking about an incredible estate, an incredible financial estate. So that is going to be just as complex as the criminal case would be, and should a civil case be pursued, just as complex. This whole situation surrounding Prince's death, so sad, but also so, so complex.
Yeah, absolutely. Attorney Jill Cohen, thanks so much for joining us.
Great. Thanks, Kate.
Yeah, it's interesting in talking to Jill about that, of how, first of all, how long this is going to take, but the two different aspects, talking about, you know, suing for wrongful death, will the family do that? What's next, because they revealed what he died from? Who was the doctors or doctor that gave him the drugs? How was he getting the drugs? I mean, we don't even know how he was getting the drugs. So that's a very, very big deal. Think about this. He died on April 21st. He passed away from a drug overdose. Those are the facts. But now we have this other aspect of it, this investigation, where you've got the feds, the DA, the U.S. Attorney's Office are talking about this prescription drug diversion that we have. And, you know, it's crazy with this ongoing investigation as to where and how, and imagine who they're talking to and trying to nail this all down. Is there somebody close to him that was helping him? They show those pictures where he was going into the pharmacy. Remember that? Or going into the, it wasn't a CVS, I think it was a Walgreens, going into Walgreens and coming out. And so was somebody giving him unlimited prescriptions? He would assume that's what happened. But, you know, what they say about assumptions, I mean, who knows? The money is not floating away anywhere. Nothing can happen as far as that's concerned. It's the whole estate thing. So the estate, basically, I mean, what happens at the moment? All that gets paid, the creditors, the royalties, the bills, you know, it's the acting in the best interest of the estate. So you really have two things working here, a battle between family members, and can that get nasty and raw and contentious? I'm sure it will be, because you got brothers and sisters. And supposedly, according to the law, not supposedly, but it is, as Jill would say, it would be, everybody would get an equal share. But it's just, that's the other strange thing, that there was no will. I mean, we've talked about this. I said this at the top. How does a guy like Prince, who was really, you know, who fought the record company for rights, how does a guy like that, who understood the legal system in a sense, because he had an attorney who went to war for him, how does he go through that, but then knowing the vault of and the amount of work, how did he not have that spelled out? He may have had a close sibling that he supposedly wasn't close to his siblings, but he wanted to have someone close to him that he would have liked to have something of his, some piece of his work. And who knows? Because there's supposedly is absolutely nothing, nothing in writing, no wishes, no anything. It's kind of it's a big eye opener on two senses with the drugs and the opioids, what's happening in this country. And then so the aspect of that, and then the other part of it with the wills. All right. Stay with us. Much more coming up on the flip side.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Always fun to talk to our next guest, Dawn Zier. She's the president and chief executive officer of Nutrisystem. As all of you know, I've been doing Nutrisystem, and I mean, it's an unbelievable success story. It really is. Every time I see Marie Osmond on the commercial, she looks so fantastic, and she's done it for such a long time. And it's interesting because she talked about her struggles. And you see that, and you see that, and you see Dan Marino. You know, I'm a big sports person doing a sports show and another show, and you watch, and you look at him, and he's done it for a long time. And now I know what that's like, having dropped 30 pounds, just over 30 pounds, paying attention to what I'm eating, mixing in the vegetables, and doing the program. And it really, really works. So, Dawn, I am living proof that it works. The food is great, and you can do it.
Well, congratulations, Kate. It's so exciting. I know I did a similar journey to yours, and it really is life-changing.
Yeah, absolutely. And the one thing that really worked for me that never was working, every time I said, oh, I'm just going to get in shape and I can do this, is that I have such a strange life of chaos. And sometimes it's not through lack of disorganization, it's just what I do. So sometimes you get pounded and I wouldn't eat anything and I wouldn't have time to reach for anything except for crummy food. You know, run through the drive-thru. I'd say, oh, I'm not going to do the drive-thru thing. But you end up doing that because it's fast. There's a reason it's called fast food. And that just packs on the pounds, I found.
Yeah, I think that's a struggle for a lot of Americans because we're so over-programmed these days. We're just so busy.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, you wrote a great op-ed piece that I want to make sure that we get to, where you talked about it's never too late for moms to model healthy behavior and storm the pantry. Talk about that. Talk about what do you do with your pantry, and what's the problem when you just have everything kind of cluttered in there?
Well, yeah, there should be, just as we organize our closets, we should try to organize our pantry, because there are good choices and bad choices in the pantry. So, you know, there are things like healthy snacks that you can have up front, so that's what the kids see when they open up the pantry or the refrigerator, have those fruits and veggies front and center in the refrigerator, and put some of the unhealthy stuff or the higher calorie, more junk food stuff, if you have that in your pantry, kind of push that to the back and just make it easy. Like one trick, and this was done at Google and I found it fascinating, is, you know, they give away free food at Google. Imagine that, right? And and they had all the candy, everything originally when they first piloted it, is everything, the good, the quote good food, good tasting food, the M&Ms, etc., were all up front. And what they ended up doing is they realized that people were going for all the candy and things, and they put the candy then in opaque containers towards the back and put all the healthy options in clear containers towards the front. And it was some amazing statistic. I think they said that Googlers ate 3.1 million fewer calories over a seven-week period, enough to avoid gaining a cumulative 885 pounds. So, you know, that is what kind of inspired me to this thinking, is that, you know, if they can do it, a big company like that, you know, we can certainly try to model that in our homes.
Boy, no kidding. And it also shows you that what's in front of you is what you're looking at, and probably, I bet there was some psychological thing to that where it was a clear container, they grabbed it because it was right there, and the other stuff is in the back. Boy, that's a great tip, something that everybody can do. And you also talked about how important it is for parents to kind of model the same kind of healthy behavior, because what if they're doing that fast food window thing, like I said, and the kids are in the car, and that's what they're doing, but they're telling their kids to eat their vegetables.
Right. It gets tricky. And it's even more than that. I find, you know, as a mom, and, you know, obviously, you know, I have a pretty public profile, so I'm out there concerned about how I'm looking and things like that. But, you know, a lot of times I look in the mirror and I'll say to my daughter, oh, does this make me look fat? Do I look good? You know, is this not looking right? And, you know, that is just kind of reinforcing that negativity that we really don't want to. So, you know, I found that, you know, I have to make a pretty conscious decision to, you know, up my own confidence and not kind of, you know, ask her those questions sometimes, because that just sets bad modeling behavior.
Yeah, that's another thing to keep in mind as you're listening to us across America talk about this. And it's very scary when you look at the rates of childhood obesity, isn't it?
Very scary. 13 million children tipping the scales in the obesity range. And I think 50% of girls and a third of boys, and these are young children, like 6 to 8, think they're too fat. And by their teen years, the same percentage of girls and boys are controlling their weight through behaviors associated with eating disorders. So it's really tricky, because, you know, we don't want to, you know, tell our kids, hey, you need to lose some weight. You know, that's a tough conversation, too, because of all the self-esteem issues. Yet it's really important that our kids stay in shape just like we're trying to. And probably the best way is through, again, the modeling of some of these behaviors and not going negative in front of our kids.
Right, because if you're not aware of that, imagine what they're picking up. And kids, of course, as you know, are like sponges, so they're going to follow what they see, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember when this article came out, my daughter, you know, read it, and she's like, uh-huh. She goes, Mom, you do this all the time. You know, you gotta So, I mean, yeah, even I who know better, you know, because I'm in the field, you know, make these mistakes too. And it's really important that we're just self-aware.
Right, absolutely. Dawn Zier, thank you so much. President and Chief Executive Officer of Nutrisystem. I am a living, breathing testament that it absolutely works. The food is fantastic. So you're not suffering through some terrible grapefruit diet or whatever the diets are. We used to do crazy diets, didn't we?
Yeah, cabbage soup, weird things, right? Lettuce, 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 and then more lettuce.
Yeah, that's all we have on the menu, lettuce. That's crazy. Dawn, thanks so much.
Talk to you soon, Kate. Thanks.
All right. So it is funny that we talk about the things that we do to lose weight and knowing in our minds what we have to do but we don't do because of various reasons. And you hear me on the air, crazy hours, all of us third shifters and then juggling things and different times and whatnot. And it does become chaotic and you think you have a handle on it, but of course you don't because you can't control time. It's like my nephew says, you can't freeze time, Aunt Kate. So you can't. So you can't say, well, I'm doing these 50 things and now here's this fabulous healthy lunch that I've made or breakfast or whatever. It's just tough to do, and we say we're going to do it, and then we get stuck in the moment, and that's when we hit those drive-through windows. And I was absolutely a person who did that because I would eat nothing, and I've said this before on the show, I would eat nothing, and then I would just eat one giant meal, and it was crazy, and I'm sure my body was starving, and there's a lot of different things we could talk about as far as that's concerned. I'm starving, feed me. But how about what Dawn was saying about Google and that food experiment? That also is pretty telling. In your refrigerator, I mean, look, you have proteins, you can make great chickens. We have people that call the show and tell us their recipes, for goodness sake, like Dan in Texas. You can make the healthy stuff and just put it in the front, and you'll reach for that versus reaching all the way in the back, and that makes sense. That's why when we clean our refrigerators out, do you do that? Do you clean your refrigerator out? When you clean your refrigerator out and you find some petrified piece of something, because it's been shoved in the back and you don't even remember it's there. It could be something that you ate and you wrapped it up and pushed it in the back or whatever it was. And that just shows you about the cleaning out the pantry thing, I think, is such a smart deal. I don't care if you're a guy, you know, a college student listening to me, single, married, whatever. I mean, we all are in that same boat. And the food, you know, I keep saying the thing about the food, but they actually have 150 menu options. I went through and looked at that. And so the meal plans to me are, you know, absolutely incredible. And that's where it really, really helped me. And because the plans are consistent with guidelines for dietary intake, so for fat and sodium and sugar, that's all figured out. And it made it so easy for me to balance it and to do the program where I could, when I was in those situations, which is constantly when I think I'm not going to be rushed, when I was in those situations, I had the food right there. So I didn't have to think about it. I had stuff ready to go, and if it wasn't ready to go, it was pretty darn easy to make it ready to go. The combination of that and the balance, I think, of what the food was or what the food is, it makes it very, very easy to follow. And that's why I said at the top of this, it's interesting when we're like zombies when we see TV or we hear ads, and you see the ads with Maria Osman, and you look at, they used to show that picture of how she looked and then the picture of how she looks now, and it's incredible because she's done it for a long time. And the same thing with Dan Marino, who I've spoken to, and he's in studios and he's running around, especially during football season, but even in the off season. So there's a man and a woman, and shows you that it works certainly for both. So anyway, I am a definite big fan of Nutrisystem and also of Dawn Zier. She's clever, I think, and mentioned, just like everybody else, she's human. The story with her daughter, I thought, is so true. You forget, oh, yeah, that's right. They're listening. They're paying attention to it. Stay with us. Much more coming your way next.
Nutrition. It ain't nuclear fission. All it takes is a healthy mission ambition.
Nutrition.
It's a bit...
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. received a complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.